Blackstone Audio presents Someone Comes to Town, Someone Leaves Town by Cory Doctorow. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. For the family I was born into and the family I chose, I got lucky both times. Alan sanded the house on Wales Avenue. It took 6 months, and the whole time it was the smell of the sawdust, ancient and sweet, and the reek of chemical stripper and the damp smell of rusting steel wool. Alan took possession of the house on January 1st and paid for it in full by means of an e-gold transfer. He had to do a fair bit of hand-holding with the realtor to get her set up and running on e-gold, but he loved to do that sort of thing, loved to sit at the elbow of a novitiate and guide her through the clicks and taps and forms. He loved to break off for impromptu lectures on the underlying principles of the transaction, and so he treated the poor realtor lady to a dozen addresses on the nature of international currency markets, the value of precious metal as a kind of financial lingua franca, to which any currency could be converted, the poetry of vault shelves in 100 banks around the world, piled with the heaviest of metals, glinting dully in the fluorescent tube lighting, tended by gnomish bankers who spoke 100 languages, but communicated with one another by means of this universal tongue of weights and measures and purity. The clerks who tended Alan's many stores, the used clothing store in the Beaches, the used bookstore in the annex, the collectible tin toy store in Yorkville, the antique shop on Queen Street, had both benefited from and had their patience tried by Alan's discursive nature. Alan had pretended never to notice the